Chapter 17. Better is a piece of dry bread, where there is peace, than a house full of feasting along with quarreling. A servant with insight will rule over a son who acts shamefully. He will share in the inheritance as one of the brothers. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but Jehovah is the examiner of hearts. A wicked man pays attention to hurtful speech, and a deceptive man listens to a malicious tongue. Whoever mocks the poor insults his Maker, and whoever rejoices over another's disaster will not go unpunished. Grandsons are a crown to the aged, and fathers are the glory of their sons. Upright speech does not befit a fool. How much less does false speech befit a ruler? A gift is like a precious stone to its owner. Everywhere he turns, it brings him success. Whoever forgives a transgression seeks love, but the one who keeps harping on a matter separates close friends. A rebuke makes a deeper impression on one having understanding than striking a stupid person 100 times. A bad man seeks only rebellion, but a cruel messenger will be sent to punish him. Better to meet a bear bereaved of her cubs than to encounter someone stupid in his foolishness. If anyone repays bad for good, bad will not depart from his house. Beginning a fight is like opening a floodgate. Before the quarrel breaks out, take your leave. Anyone who acquits the wicked one, and anyone who condemns the righteous one, both of them are detestable to Jehovah. What good is it that the stupid one has the means to acquire wisdom when he has no heart for acquiring it? A true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born for times of distress. A man lacking good sense shakes hands and agrees to put up security in the presence of his neighbor. The one who loves conflict loves transgression. Anyone who makes his entryway high invites a crash. The one who is crooked at heart will not find success, and the one who speaks deceitfully will fall into ruin. The one who fathers a stupid child will experience grief, and the father of a senseless child has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit saps one's strength. A wicked man will take a bribe in secret to pervert the course of justice. Wisdom is directly in front of the discerning person, but the eyes of the stupid wander to the ends of the earth. A stupid son brings grief to his father and heartache to the one who gave birth to him. To punish the righteous one is not good, and to flog honorable people goes against what is right. A man of knowledge restrains his words, and a discerning man will remain calm. Even a fool who keeps silent will be considered wise, and the one who seals his lips, discerning.